家来到美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 杨林，快说说今天教什么呢？
今天咱们要聊聊骇客木马病毒。
But it wasn't thieves, it was online hackers.
要去公园里看可爱的孩子们。
Oh yes, I see her, she looks very nice.
要去打篮球。
Okay, I'm warmed up and ready.
还要教大家怎么说团购和坐立不安。
团购，I like it.
哦，一听买东西你就兴奋。不过咱们还是先来学个词儿吧。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
dry up. Dry is spelled D-R-Y, dry. And up, U-P, up, dry up.
Dry up, 意思是耗尽、用光。今年年初开始的阿拉伯革命，目前的焦点集中在叙利亚。随着西方国家的制裁
，As cash starts to dry up, more Syrians see that the current regime is not sustainable.
随着政府资金被耗尽，越来越多的叙利亚人意识到目前的政权难以为继。危机解密网站由于资金不足，暂时停止了发布解密文件。
WikiLeaks ended its publication of leaked documents after funds dried up.
加拿大中央银行行长最近表示
Global liquidity is about to dry up again, and the real economy will soon feel the impact.
全球资产将再次耗尽，经济体将很快受到影响。好的，今天我们学习的词是
dry up, dry up, dry up.
Dry up, 耗尽。刚才节目里说的都是资金用光，我可不可以用 dry up 形容一个人灵感枯竭，没主意了呢？
Of course. For example, you can say the author's inspiration dried up after his first novel.
这个作家在出了第一本小说后就灵感枯竭了。
That's right.
写东西可不容易。我以前也一时兴起想写小说，可是写着写着就写不下去了。My ideas dried up. That was so frustrating.我只好放弃了当作家的梦。
Oh, you shouldn't have. You probably just ran into writer's block. It'll go away if you just don't give up.
Writer's block? 就是写作遇到的瓶颈吧。看来我今天回家要把我的大作重新整理一下，没准能有新灵感。
Good luck. I'd like to be your first reader.
Oh, that's really nice of you, Kat. 好了，咱们继续听节目吧。Let's listen to Popular American.
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。今天 Larry 和李华要去参加暑期实习工作的面试，两个人都很紧张。李华会学到两个常用语 dressed to kill 和 ants in your pants。
Hey Larry, 你来了，坐这里吧，我给你留了位子咯。
Thank you, 李华。 Wow, you're really dressed to kill today.
Dressed to kill? 我看起来很像杀人犯啊。
No, absolutely notDressed to kill means you're so well-dressed that people will be unable to take their eyes off of you.
Oh, 你是说我打扮得很抢眼吗？谢谢咯。Your dress kills too.
We generally don't say a person's dress kills. You have to say a person is dressed to kill. This means the way that they have dressed is bound to kill people because it's so eye-catching.
Oh, 我懂了。应该说一个人 is dressed to kill, 因为啊穿得太抢眼了，看到的人啊都会吃惊地昏过去，就好像是这个人把他们杀死了一样，是不是这样呢？
You can put it that way. How about we practice a bit? How would you say I am well dressed?
Larry, you're dressed to kill.
Thank you. That's how you use the phrase. So are you, Li Hua.
可是我好紧张哦。哎，你看我的脚都在抖哎。
Wow, you're right. It's like you have ants in your pants.
啊，蚂蚁？哪有啊？没有蚂蚁啊。
To have ants in your pants means you're really nervous and anxious, unable to sit still.
To have ants in your pants 是指一个人很紧张，坐立不安，就好像有蚂蚁啊，在他裤子里爬来爬去的。哎，我的确有感觉是这样哎。Larry, how come you don't have ants in your pants?难道你不紧张吗？
It's okay to say someone has ants in their pants, but it's a bit awkward to say someone doesn't.
哦，你是说 to have ants in your pants 并不适合反过来说，所以呢，不能说 You don't have ants in your pants.
不过啊 ，Larry， 你真的看起来一点也不紧张哎。
You look so cool and collected.
That's because I'm dressed to kill, so I don't have to worry about first impressions. And I also spent 3 hours practicing the interview yesterday. I'm pretty sure I got this.
Wow, 你昨天练习了三个小时啊？那我都没练习，怎么办？
It's okay. You're also dressed to kill today. Just remember to smile and sound as professional and as natural as possible.
你要我保持微笑，然后说话自然，表现出专业水准啊？啊，好吧，那我试试看。Larry, 那你问我一个问题吧。
Can you give me an example of an American slang and make a sentence with it?
Sure. I will talk about ants in your pants.
I'm so nervous that I get ants in my pants. 哎呦，不行了啦 ，Larry。
Relax, Li Hua. You actually made a correct sentence.
啊，我造句造对了。啊，好险哦。
Do you feel a little more confident now?
好像真的感觉好多了耶。
See, you shouldn't worry too much. That's the only thing that's stopping you from doing well.
好。反正我们现在还有时间 ，Larry， 你再问我一个问题吧。
Okay, Li Hua, can you explain what it means when a person is dressed to kill?
When a person is dressed to kill, it means that person has dressed up in such a fashionable or professional way that he or she attracts everyone's attention.
Very good. That's a good definition too. I think you got this, Li Hua.
是吗？啊，那就好。
Good luck, Li Hua.
各位听众，今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到两个常用语，一个是 dressed to kill， 表示打扮的十分抢眼；另外一个是 ants in your pants， 代表坐立不安。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢收听，下次节目再见。
我最喜欢去面试了。Although I always have ants in my pants before the interview.
So why do you like going to interviews?
因为去面试就要 dress to kill， 这样就有借口给自己买新衣服啦。
That's very convincing. But buying clothes can easily dry up your money.
对啊，所以咱们得 look for deals.
比如团购。
没错，下面我们就来听听团购用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English?
Cat 在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是无穷要问的团购。
Cat， 我这里有一些螃蟹和大虾，你想要吗
？Of course, I love seafood.
去我家拿吧，全给你，不要钱。
Wow, Wu Qiong, that's really nice of you. Are you sure you don't want them?
你不知道，这些都是我团购买来的，太多了，吃不了。我还有餐券、电影票、健身卡，都是团购来的，好多都快到期了，我又没时间去。对了，团购在美语里怎么说呢？
Oh, it's called group buying. It's a very popular marketing gimmick now. A lot of my friends back in the US are just as obsessed with group buying as you are.
我的确是个团购控。不过你刚才说 group buying is a marketing gimmick? 什么是 gimmick?
Gimmick, G-I-M-M-I-C-K, gimmick, 是花招、噱头。I call group buying a gimmick because it's used by retailers to attract more people to buy products of mediocre quality or popularity.
你说的有道理，团购是个促销的花招，一般推出团购的都是小店、新店，团购的东西也不是什么名牌抢手货。
I don't think I can ever get a discount on LV purses through group buying.
That's right. In that sense, group buying is just another kind of price war.
Price war?
价格战。
对， people use group buying because they want the discount. They want to buy things at a lower price.
其实这和返券打折差不多，都是商家在打价格战。不过我也不傻，等他们把价格升上去了，我就不买了，就去找新的团购货。
That's exactly how you become a group buying maniac.
好了，说说你今天都学了什么吧。
第一，团购是 group buying。 第二，花招噱头是 gimmick。 第三，价格战是 price war。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里，如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Cat， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
Yeah, let the price war begin. Let the markets be flooded with deals.
真是团购狂的心声。
Remember the great deal we got on this year's Black Friday?
Of course, 2 sweaters for $5, 5块钱两件毛衣。
Yeah, 太值了。
不过 Cat， 那个团购有那么多人参加，不会过几天咱们走在路上，看到周围的人都穿着和咱们一样的毛衣吧？
Oh, I never thought about that.
反正咱们两个协调好，可别同时穿一样的衣服。
Why not? We could be twins.
好了好了，咱们继续来听节目《美语三级跳》。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出《美语三级跳》节目带孩子单元的初级课程。Hannah 带女儿 Amber 到公园里玩，和另外一个妈妈聊了起来。
That's right, Winnie. Some parents like to take their children to the park so they can meet other parents and talk. When you have kids, you don't have time to go to parties anymore.
啊，有了孩子就没时间去参加派对，只能到公园里和别的家长聊天解闷啊，这也太惨了吧。
Hello, I'm Hannah. Are you the mother of one of the kids here?
Hello, I'm Stephanie. Yes, my son Charlie is playing soccer over there.
Is he the tall, thin boy wearing the blue shirt?
That's right. Which child is yours?
Winnie, what is Stephanie's son doing?
Stephanie 的儿子 Charlie 正在踢足球。
Yes, and what does he look like?
他高高瘦瘦的，穿着一件蓝色的上衣。
Right. Now let's find out who Hannah's child is.
My daughter Amber is the child wearing the red shirt over there by the swings.
Oh yes, I see her. She looks very nice. Maybe we should get them together for a play date and they can be friends.
Great idea. I want to go to a movie tomorrow night with my husband, so I'll drop Amber off at your house.
Well, okay. But usually both parents take care of the children on a play date.
You take care of them tomorrow night and I'll take care of them another time.
So, Winnie, why does Stephanie want to set up a play date?
Play date 就是家长定个时间把孩子带到一起玩。Stephanie 看来啊是个好妈妈，她想让孩子多交朋友，所以提议给 Charlie 和 Amber 定个 play date.
That's right. But does Hannah have a different reason for setting up a play date?
Hannah 马上说啊，愿意让两个孩子去 play date.可她目的不纯，为的是把女儿扔给 Stephanie 照看，自己好去跟老公看电影。
Stephanie, what will the children do at your house?
They can play together and have fun. Charlie likes to watch TV.
Oh no, Amber likes to read. Can you read a book to her?
I think on a play date, the kids should play and have fun.
Well, all right, I'll drop Amber off at your house at 8 p.m.
这个 Hannah 真过分。他不仅把孩子扔给 Stephanie 照料，居然还要求人家给自己的女儿读故事呢。
Yes, but what does Stephanie say?
Stephanie 说，在 play date 的时候，孩子们应该一起玩，而不要各玩各的。
Well, I know Charlie will have fun playing with Amber.
Yes, I'm sure they will. Hey, look, they're playing soccer together. Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. Wait, oh my gosh!Amber just hit Charlie.
I'm sure it was just an accident.
Oh no, she just stole his soccer ball and is running away? Forget about the play date. Keep your mean kid away from Charlie.
呵，真是有其母必有其女哎。原来 Amber 和她妈妈一样霸道，居然打 Charlie， 还抢走了人家的足球。
And what did Hannah say?
Hannah 狡辩，说是孩子不小心。谁知啊， Stephanie 根本不买她的账。Professor Bowman, 你看有孩子多麻烦，不知道什么时候就会给家长惹事哦。
Well, if you are a good parent, your kids won't misbehave, right?
Kids are kids, Professor. 言归正传，这下子啊 play date 告吹了。Hannah 要想看电影，只好雇个临时保姆来看孩子了。Amber 可不是个听话的乖孩子，照顾她真要格外小心。
We'll listen next time to learn about hiring a babysitter.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音推出的美语教学强档网站 GoEnglish.me。这个独特的美语教学网站利用语音识别技术实现网上互动，帮你学习地道美语，把握美国文化。网址是 www.goenglish.me www.goenglish.me。
是啊，谁愿意让自己的孩子跟个小霸王一起玩啊？
That's right. And if that's the case, Hannah's plans of dumping her daughters on other people so that she can go to the movies will not work.
除非她打算把孩子带到电影院去。
Oh no. Children in the movie theater means disaster.
对啊，吵死了。好啦，下期节目我们再来看 Hannah 打算怎么对付她女儿。现在咱们来听礼节美语。
礼节美语。
Dylan 早上见到同事 Corey 和 Brenda， 告诉他们公司出事了。
Hey Corey, did you hear about the break-in?
No, burglars broke in. Did they steal anything valuable?
Actually, they might have gotten quite a bit of valuable information, but it wasn't thieves, it was online hackers.
Ah, so someone broke into our computer system. Oh, good morning Brenda. Did you hear the news? There was a cyber attack.
Oh my!But I thought we had very strong internet firewalls.
We do, but all it takes is one mistake, and hackers can come pouring in like an invading army.
Dylan 问同事 Corey 有没有听到公司有人非法闯入
Break in.
不过不是真的有人夜盗，而是
Online hackers.
网上的骇客。
The hackers broke into our computer system.
骇客进入了公司的电脑系统，这也可以被称为
Cyber attack.
尽管公司安装了
Internet firewalls
互联网防火墙，但是稍一疏忽大意，还是被骇客钻了空子。
Does the IT department have any idea how this happened?
It looks like the hackers got in from an unsecure corporate email account.
And then they loaded up a virus?
Not a virus, but they put spyware or malware into our system.
I've heard of spyware, but what's malware?
Malware is short for malicious software. Malware is any kind of software that is specifically designed to infiltrate a computer system.
So spyware is a kind of malware.
公司电脑技术部门的调查显示，这次袭击是通过一个
unsecure email account
没加保密措施的电子邮箱偷偷安装的
spyware
或者
malware.
Malware 是 malicious software.
两个字连在一起产生的
spyware
间谍软件是
malware
恶意软件的一种，都是破坏电脑安全的软件，目的是渗透进入电脑系统。
infiltrate is spelled I-N-F-I-L-T-R-A-T-E infiltrate
意思是渗透。
Sometimes the malware follows each keystroke you make and then sends the information back to the hacker.
Or sometimes they install a program called a Trojan horse that steals data.
Do you think the cyber attack was instigated by one of our competitors?
I don't want to point fingers, but it certainly could be. If a Trojan horse got into our mainframe, it could download a lot of sensitive info about our company's upcoming product launches.
Many companies do spy on each other, but it's illegal, of course.
特洛伊木马程序
Trojan Horse
也是骇客常用的一种程序，目的是盗取电脑系统里的数据。 Brenda 说，现在很多公司都
spy on each other
彼此展开电子间谍行动。那这次骇客入侵是不是他们公司竞争对手干的呢？ Dylan 说，
I don't want to point fingers
我不想指责谁。
To point fingers at someone
是一种很形象的说法，意思是指责某人做某事。 但是如果骇客真的在他们电脑的系统里安装了特洛伊木马程序的话，就可能盗取很多的
sensitive information
敏感的信息。
Using malware to sabotage your competitors.
狗狠。
Yeah, cyber break-in is even worse than a physical break-in.
如果网络系统被别人攻破，那么重要情报就危险了，这比破门而入的强盗更可怕呢。
The worst part is you don't see the hacker. He could be anyone with a computer, sitting in a dark corner and infiltrating your network.
真恐怖。怪不得现在大公司都花重金巩固自己的 Internet Security 网络安全。
好了 ，As long as my email accounts don't get hacked, I'm not going to worry too much about firewalls and Trojan horses.
好吧，那咱们现在去轻松一下，打场篮球去。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Okay, I'm warmed up and ready. Are you ready to lose at another sport to me, Yangchen?
I'm totally ready.
To lose?
Not to lose.
Well, be prepared to get schooled.
School? 我早就毕业了。I'm smart and educated.
Well, you may be educated, but getting schooled, or to get schooled...means to get embarrassed by someone who has superior skill compared to you in head-to-head competition. You can get schooled or you can school someone. So, get ready to be schooled, Yangchen.
Oh, come on, Patrick. 我今天倒要给你点颜色看看。
Don't believe me, huh? Well, you have been on a losing streak lately.I beat you in every game we've played so far.
什么是 losing streak?
Losing, L-O-S-I-N-G, streak, S-T-R-E-A-K, means someone or a team has lost a number of consecutive games without a single win.
除了体育,还可以用在别的地方吗?
Of course. If you're a lawyer, and you lost 3 cases in a row, you're on a losing streak.
How about dating? 我记得你连续被三个女孩拒绝。那我可不可以说 you are on a losing streak?
Hey, it's not three. It's...
Oh, my apology. It's not three. It's five. 你被五个女孩拒绝。
All right, Yangchen. This is motivating me to end my losing streak and find a girlfriend.
Losing streak? 哎呀，我又想起我那个三次拿起又三次放下的小说了。
Don't forget what we said earlier. Have faith in yourself. You'll get out of that writer's block.
哦，谢谢你的鼓励。等以后我成名了，我一定不会忘记你的。
Yeah, please mention me in your memoir.
好，那就这么说定了。好了，这次的节目时间差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行，最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。1, 2, 3，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。